540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
our have what they
and
need
always
to grow
streaming
and learn.
On the Civic
that
Media
isn't the
app.
Case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano caking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within parties as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, you know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mm-hmm.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano caking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC, excellent. On a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central. Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within parties as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
you are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. U.S. Capitol Police say officers made arrests while trying to keep some 150 people away from the Democratic National Committee headquarters. They say it turned violent. Eva Borgwalt is one of the organizers of the protest. They're demanding a ceasefire in Gaza.
The U.S. right now is claiming that this is about Jewish safety, but actually, this is the same disastrous foreign policy response that led to the devastating, catastrophic war in Iraq.
President Biden calls his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping today on the sidelines of the APEC summit productive. They've agreed to resume high-level talks between military leaders. And Mr. Biden says of the fight against fentanyl production,
I'm pleased to announce that after many years of being on hold, we are restarting cooperation between the United States and PRC on counter-narcotics.
The president adds,
we're taking action to significantly reduce the flow of precursor chemicals and pill presses from China to the Western Hemisphere. It's going to save lives, and I appreciate President Xi's commitment.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote tonight on a stopgap funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown this week. The two-step plan, pushed by Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, passed the House yesterday. CBS's Scott McFarland reports.
There's been an acknowledgement, even from his critics of this bill, that the Speaker, Mike Johnson, had little choice with so little time. But one of these Freedom Caucus members told me, and another conservative from Georgia told me, they're not sure why he pressed forward with this bill with no Republican gains, and they had the leverage of that Friday government shutdown deadline. This is going to be a thing in January.
Israeli forces have now occupied Gaza's El Shifa hospital and say during their targeted raids inside the facility, they found weapons, but no Hamas fighters or hostages. CBS's Deborah Patta also reports.
Civilians continue to bear the brunt of this war. It's a dire situation inside the hospital and outside the hospital, with bodies piling up because it's too dangerous to attempt to bury them. The morgues are overflowing and the health system has collapsed.
YouTube is rolling out new rules for artificial intelligence content. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
Right now, we live in the wild west of the internet and AI. We have tons of images and videos floating around that we have no idea have been created or manipulated by AI tools. By requiring creators on YouTube to disclose when they use AI technologies, this is a first step toward at least helping us understand how big a problem this is.
Stocks ended higher on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Earn extra cash for the holidays. Visit Robert Half Diamonds for their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th. They'll buy your gold for real green, and you could walk away with tickets to see the green and gold score a touchdown in Green Bay. Score top dollar with an offer on the spot for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds, all in a relaxed atmosphere. Get free professional valuations from a local name and trusted company. You'll learn exactly what you have and what it's worth with the international experience at Robert Half Diamonds. Did you inherit jewelry that may not be to your taste but is sentimental? Why not convert it to something new and exciting? Or trade in your outdated pieces for something new? So many options. Robert Half is having their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th and is paying cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield, just east of Moreland on Greenfield Avenue, or right on the corner of 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
Thanksgiving will be here soon, and I can't wait to spend the day with family and friends just catching up, playing games, and settling in for a big turkey dinner. This may sound weird, but my favorite part of a Big Turkey dinner is the gravy. I pour it on my turkey, potatoes, stuffing, and there's always plenty of Village Heart dinner rolls to help soak up every drop. And whether you prefer classic white or wheat, 12-grain or sweet Hawaiian, a basket of warm Village Heart dinner rolls is the natural choice for Thanksgiving dinner.
A youth participant in our youth programs. I remember, gosh, what year did you come? Eighth grade?
Eighth grade.
Yeah. Eighth grade, and I gave him a tour when he moved down here. And now he's a coach. He's a teacher at our immersion school. He's flown to D.C. He's flown to Albuquerque to teach about early childhood in a tribal school. So he's fantastic. So this is Denton Jackson.
Hey, welcome, Denton. And I know our arms get tired when we fly places. Oh, just a little humor there. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio. Good to see you. And, you know, let's get right into this. And I think what we will probably do is maybe reach out to our the guest that's coming on, and we'll keep these guys on the rest of the show, Haley. Maybe we can reach out to Bob and ask him to come on for another day. I think it's really important that your stories and what little moments count. And, you know, we got Thanksgiving coming up, and we never talk about Thanksgiving here on Native Roots Radio. We talk about it as Thanksgiving, and it's fun, but it is a real thing, and it is happening all around us, and a lot of our families do participate. So can we talk a little about the misconception of Thanksgiving a little bit here, do you think, Vanessa?
Absolutely. Denton and I were just talking about it, and we are so done talking about it, but it's so important. Like, I feel like we always go back to 1491 when we have to talk about ourselves, but here at our school, we don't, and it's been really nice to not have to do that. And we don't have to care so much about Thanksgiving, because growing up, we've had to care and care and care about this false narrative. And it's something that, you know, you can teach any child from. You can teach about relationships. This relationship didn't go well. You can teach about tribes and be tribal specific, because it's not even our Dakota tribe who was a part of this now holiday. And so I think those are things that you can teach. And I think it's important that educators understand that and really bring that truth to the center of it, rather than, oh, okay, well, it's a really nice holiday and we want to eat and we want to be thankful, and so we should really make it like a nice story. It doesn't always have to be a nice story. It could be still the truth, and we still can be okay with that.
That's a great point. And Denton, you being a younger warrior there, and I like how you look stoic there on the Facebook. It's good. How are you brought up with this holiday, these 2 days off before another holiday that's called even a bleaker name, Black Friday?
I grew up, my father was a historian, so he, at a young age, me and my family, we were taught the correct history. And, you know, and the education system, they tell the complete opposite. So yeah, at a young age, we were told the dark history on what happened to, you know, our ancestors on the East Coast and how they were taken advantage of. And, you know, in school, that's what really needs to be taught. And here in our classroom, we really ignore the holiday. We don't, you know, we don't talk about it, but, you know, we talk about like their family traditions and what their family does and stuff like that, and the food and how we're around our loved ones and everything. But you know, it is really hard to teach younger kids about the traumatic stuff that happened. You know, we're really more than just trauma and everything. So we tried to really avoid it. So,
yeah, that's a really good point. And me being a baby elder of 62 years old, I mean, I was brought up in the public school system with making hand turkeys and cowboys and Indians, and, you know, the Indians never won. So it's just an indoctrinated thing. Like I was, the cigarette commercial stopped in 1967. So I still remember those jingles, and I was 6 years old. So when we watch things on TV or have anything out there media-wise, it burns into our memory. And maybe what we can do is talk a little bit about that. We got to take a quick break here. And if you guys can hold on.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. U.S. Capitol Police say arrests have been made as 150 people illegally and violently protested near the Democratic National Committee headquarters. The demonstrators were demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. Protest organizer Eva Borg.
We cannot respond with violence and brutality. And because if we do, that will only beget more violence.
After a face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, President Biden says,
I welcome the positive steps we've taken today. And it's important for the world to see that we're implementing the approach in the best traditions of American diplomacy.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote tonight on a stopgap funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown this week. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There are warning sirens flashing and blaring about January 19th. A government shutdown isn't just a possibility, but the prospects are increasingly likely. A protracted government shutdown.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 36.
Overnight,
under clear skies,
southerly winds
5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 65 tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night, 40, cloudy.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Little Moments Count. Native Roots Radio is excited to be partnering with Little Moments Count to host monthly conversations focused on early childhood development. We'll be welcoming guests to talk about how they view the role of early childhood development in creating bright futures and strong communities.
And we do have guests on. We have Denton and Vanessa, and we're talking about historical trauma in a sense, or in a big sense, I should say, and talking about Thanksgiving weekend come up, and we talk about a lot of things here on Native Roots Radio, and we have the holidays coming up, but it's interesting too. I've mentioned to people, like a lot of our white allies, if you hear what a name of a helicopter, Apache, Blackhawk, all these Native names, and it must be confusing for our young ones, because I know for me it's confusing at times whether, why are these named in that way? You know, there's a football teams that are trying to say that we're, you know, honoring you. And it's hard for me to buy into that, especially with all the trauma that we've had. And but, you know, your work, how do you strive to address and heal historical trauma, you know, experienced by our Native communities, you know, especially through education? How do you two do that?
We do it through language. We believe that the language can help us heal from historical trauma, thus helping us remember, reclaim, and reconnect to who we are, and therefore we're making ourselves strong again to increase our sovereignty and strengthen ourselves again, because we have always been strong. We've always had the solutions. We've always had things that now research is catching up. You know, I went to college and they're like, you know, sage has really good disinfectant properties. And I said, we've always known that. We've always smudged. We've always known that. And so now a research study shows that it has more disinfecting properties than a Lysol can. You know, we already knew those things, but our systems were stopped. And we believe that our language has our values and our sense of belonging and who we are within it, that once we continue to speak and learn who we are again, then that's us doing that healing and going back to those systems again.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Denton, what do you think?
Outside of work here at my school, I'm a lacrosse mentor to kids, and I do that through, you know, this game of lacrosse. It was never given back to the Dakota people when we lost it. So I use the game of lacrosse to reconnect and revitalize with my youth here in the community through that way of trying to heal historical trauma, because we don't get the recognition for helping grow that game of lacrosse in the Dakota community here.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things too, do you remember when COVID hit and we didn't have a vaccine at the time, but I remember from teachings and talking to people to get my medicine flat cedar out and make some tea, get some, you know, and those are the things you were just talking about, Vanessa.
Yep. Mullein helps with the lungs, elderberry, all the good stuff. Lots of that came back out.
Exactly. But it's things that, you know, we try to bring to our young ones, and whether it's the creator's game or sage, and tell people where that came from. You know, and it's good that you tell them that, because there's so much, and it seems like it's getting worse, or I don't know if my eyes are open, but the appropriation of Native culture, they want our stuff, but they don't want our trauma.
Yeah. Appreciation versus appropriation. Very important.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And so how do you balance traditional aspects of Dakota culture with contemporary needs for your children in your program?
Well, we just practice who we are as Dakota people, and that meets the needs of the children. And that's what we believe in.
And that goes on to what you said earlier about the language.
Yep. So our language, we're bringing back, you know, like Denton said, he brought lacrosse back here, and our kids can play the creator's game here. So we're bringing back all of those different systems. How did we see children? What is our educational philosophy as Dakota people? We're bringing that back, and slowly, slowly, we're just bringing all of these different types of systems back. So I read an article by Dr. Pila in Hawaii, and, you know, he said there's villages smaller than us in Europe that are able to keep their dialect. And how are they doing it? The strongest way is through the school systems. And so that's what we're doing, is trying to help our citizens continue to keep our language through our school and doing it in our way, the way we've always done education.
What is the name of your guys' school, and where exactly are you located in Minnesota?
So our school name is Chanchayapi Wakayaja Owaiowa OT, and we are located in southwest Minnesota.
Cool. That's like Winnebago area down there, Blue Earth, where my people are from, and were removed after the Dakota uprising and good fight there. But, you know, just like Dakotas, Ho-Chunks are illegally here in Minnesota, and we have to always talk about that here. My sense here, and I really, really like our conversation here, but my sense here, and we talk about this a lot, Haley, on Native Roots Radio, and that's our young ones are really picking up the ball here. I think we've lost a couple generations, my generation and the generation before, with boarding school and all these kinds of traumas, but you young people are really carrying the ball, and I really got chills when you talked about that report on how these small communities in Europe are still keeping their language. We need to amplify that to people that make these laws and or start our own schools and do it in a good way.
Yes, my friend Lee Turney from Leech Lake always says, you're either at the table or you're on the menu. So make sure you're at the table.
Exactly. And my friend from up north in Red Lake, she always said, if there's not a chair for you, get a folding chair up and get it up in there. So join the table, or you're going to be the feast. And absolutely. So that's we got a few more minutes here. What would you guys like to talk about? I think it's so important, you know, with Little Moments Count and with the holidays coming up, and you guys talking about the real history and who we are on this planet and on Turtle Island. What are your feelings now in the future here? It seems like the future's looking bright.
Yeah, the future is up to our kids, and our job is to give them the tools and resources to do whatever they'd like to do. I'm excited. I think I'm raising my future boss. I cannot wait. They speak the language so quickly. They know who they are. They're more prideful than I was at that age. They're not afraid of who they are. And that's exactly what we do, is we look seven generations past and seven generations back, and we can see the movement, and I can see it with them. And, you know, by the age of 3 to 5, developmentally, a kid understands and can differentiate someone who's homeless versus not homeless. So the kids see everything. They can, they understand what's going on, you know, and we are a school that's on a tribe. And so, like Mr. Denton and I were just talking about, we had a kid who didn't like her skin, and she has dark skin. Well, her teachers both have dark skin. Her whole family's dark skin. You know, we were really nervous, because that's the power of the media that taught her that she shouldn't get darker. And those are some things that really make us sad. And those are things that we're trying to help make them prideful of who they are. And everybody's different, and that's okay. And that's wonderful. So I'll let you talk to me.
Yeah, we had a child who was upset about her dark skin, and she didn't want to go outside. And, you know, we talked to her, we told her why her skin's dark and who her people were. And, you know, she needs to be proud of that and her ancestry and everything. And, you know, stuff like that, we teach about long hair and what that means in our culture and to be connected and everything. You know, that's the importance of what we do here, and, you know, trying to bring our kids up in that way, make them feel powerful and proud, you know, because, like Vanessa said, that, you know, they are more proud of who they are at their age than we were. You know, I can agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I agree too. It was interesting. In 1978, I was a junior in high school, and that was the first year we were able to practice our own religion legally in this country of ours. So everyone was Italian before then, and now we're strong to be a Native American. And it's great to see you young ones grab hold of this and help our youth and keep the flame going as being indigenous people of Turtle Island. So I want to say a big peeny geegee thank you so much for coming on.
Pidamaya
for having us.
Yeah, well, let's do it again, and then we can get you on the beginning of the show and rock and roll. We were sweating here, but we got you on, and really appreciate you, too, and appreciate the work you're doing. And it's inspiring, and I hope our audience that's listening all over Turtle Island is as inspired as I am after listening to this. So thank you so much, Peeny Geegee. All right, we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake and Bob Lake from Red Lakes up. Ho-wa.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio. Hey, we're with Bob Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and he's got the big B on his hat for Bob or Blake or Bear.
Or Solar Bear.
That's right. I think you'd have to have an S in there for Solar Bear, too, just throwing that out there. Oh,
that's true. Hey, Robert, guess what? You know what? The Vatican is going all electric vehicles.
Wow.
Yeah. So get this. So they
I had to get the cheers real quick.
This is cool. The Vatican says that they're going to go all electric. They're changing out the Pope vehicle to all electric. They've got all these electric vehicles over there, and they're gonna have all the entire fleet at the Vatican be electric vehicles. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is, and it just reminds me too. When the Pope came in and visited, it was a couple popes ago though, visited Minnesota. I remember everyone was selling that Pope on a rope. So like you had the soap. It was a soap. And it was around your. Oh, look at Haley.
Oh, look at that's the hat I should be wearing.
Yeah. So, oh, there we go. Look at that.
That is the hat I should be wearing, Robert. That
she stopped by and stole it from me last night when we watched Smoke Signals.
Oh, I got more hats. I'll give you. I got some more hats, Robert. And then, Robert, another really cool story I want to tell you about real quick. Portugal just ran on 100% renewable for 6 days in a row. So what they did was they cut off all fossil fuel energy, right? And they used wind, hydro, and solar. And it was a test run, right? It's got batteries mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. But they ran their entire country of 10 million.
What?
On 100% renewable energy. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
And I think everyone, you know, as we move forward, you know, this is really, these test cases are really going to help us understand the inefficiencies that we have in our grid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and obviously the changes and the holes that we're going to plug, you know, it's like Rocky. Remember Rocky? Hey, why do you like Adrian? She has holes. Or she has gaps. I have gaps. We fill in each other's gaps. Remember Rocky?
I just saw Rocky again on my flight to New York a couple days ago. I watched Rocky, and what amazes me just about Rocky, I just got to say this real quick, Bob, is the first Rocky that won the Academy Award was he just wanted to go the distance, and that's kind of the metaphor for life, you know, before it became a boxing show, it was a metaphor for life, and it won Academy Award, and it was a lot deeper than I remembered when it came out in 1976.
You know what, Sylvester Stallone, you know, I highly recommend everybody to watch that Netflix documentary that just came out on Sylvester Stallone's life.
Yeah.
It is a great documentary. And, you know, he really talks about, like, you know, his inspiration for Rocky, and, you know, he had to get rid of his dog, Robert. He had to sell his dog.
Right.
And then he held out. I mean, they were trying to give him all this money for Rocky.
Right.
And he held out.
Because he wanted to be an actor. You know, and the interesting thing about that documentary, you know what I thought about, Bob, was that, you know, everyone made it seem like that he was like an overnight success and had this script, but he worked hard and he was not going to give that script away to another actor or director.
No, he was not going to give it away. And I think that what he does there is he really shows everyone, you know, that if you believe in something, mm-hmm. you know, so badly that, you know, you can make it happen. And, you know, I just the dude's incredible. Like, it just, I mean, he's awesome. You know, and at the other point too, it's, I love that one piece when he goes, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up. You know, that's how winning's done, you know.
That was from the Rocky, the second to last Rocky, when he's talking to his son.
Yep, exactly. No, he's incredible. Hey, Robert, a really interesting story, and I think people need to be aware of this, though. So right now there is a major drought down in the Amazon, okay? Oh. And the Amazon is considered like the world's lungs, okay?
Yep.
And this, you know, the forest there, it stores about 123 billion metric tons of carbon. So, I mean, literally, you know, we're not on fire because of the Amazon, okay? I mean, you have to put it in simple terms, like, the world is what it is because of the Amazon. Now, they have a historic drought down there. You know, the pink dolphins they have down there, they're like being washed up on the shore. You know, I mean, years of just like, you know, waterways is like, you know, drying up. So I think this should be on people's radar, and they should know that, you know, that the planet is in a bad situation. And I would call this like, you know, what would you call it? A harbinger, or, you know, something that's like the coal in the canary, you know, right, or whatever. You know, I mean, people should know about this, and it's really an important story that is not getting enough coverage. obviously there's more important things. I mean, there's, you know, I mean, there's the thing happening in Israel and Ukraine. I mean, there's a lot of things happening, but I mean, this is a really, really important story.
Did you guys see what's happening in Iceland within the last like 48 hours?
Yeah. Did you see that, Bob, where they're, the volcano's ready to erupt and destroy Iceland, and people are getting off the island?
Well, they had like a bunch of earthquakes happen back to back. I guess a couple really bad ones too.
Oh, okay, so that's a great segue right into this next story, because the glaciers in Greenland are melting five times faster than they were 20 years ago. Now, why this is important is because the permafrost up on top of the planet there is usually really frozen and it stays frozen.
Right.
But the problem is that there's all this carbon, there's this methane that is in there, and it's like you know, it's been stored there for years, and it's essentially escaping now because, you know, the ground is being unfrozen,
right?
Essentially, right? And this is why you see all those like big craters in Alaska and people's homes falling into the lake, you know, to the ocean. And yeah. And so this is happening at a really high rate. And so this is what it is. The world has already warmed by nearly 1.2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial temperatures. Now, remember, Robert, we don't want to go over 1.5 degrees Celsius. We're just above 1.2 degrees Celsius. And this is the warmest that this year was the warmest in 125,000 years.
Yeah. A lot of people I hear are moving to Duluth. Did you hear that? Somebody told me that today that, or maybe that was you, Haley, that told me that people are moving to Duluth from all over the country because of the water and the temperatures.
Yeah. And what happened was there was a report that came out a couple of years ago that said in the event of, you know, a climate crisis, the number one place to live is Duluth, Minnesota. And what you're getting is you're getting people. I ran across some people from the University of Minnesota that work over there, and they said they made it as far as the Twin Cities and said, I think we're just going to stake our claim here. But they experienced all the hurricanes that came through Houston and said, enough of this. We're going to move to Minnesota.
Crazy, crazy. What else you got? We got a minute left, Bob. And I just reminiscing about, we got an election coming up here in less than a year. And maybe we have to go down and do a live show in Iowa again. Oh,
I think we should. And I think that another thing too, Robert, is I just want everybody to know that we need to vote climate champions. That shenanigans that is happening at the Capitol or in Washington, D.C., that Trump thinks that, you know, is normal now, that tried to normalize all that stuff happening out there, is for the birds and should not be doing by our politicians. It should not be happening by our politicians.
Absolutely. Hey, Bob Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Peeny Geegee, always great to see you and listen to you. This has been Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Now. See you, Bobby. Ho.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Coast Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.